still need more aid. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The call from Ukrainian President Zelensky translated on CNN's State of the Union.
The assistance from the United States, led by President Biden, and they are doing it again today, but there will never be enough. Enough isn't possible. There is a full-scale war ongoing today, so we still need a lot more.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's foreign minister says the situation in war-ravaged Mariupol is dire and that the port city is encircled by Russian forces. North Korea back in the spotlight after test firing yesterday. What it says is a new tactical guided weapons system it claims will boost its nuclear capability.
South Korea's military said that on Saturday it detected two launches from North Korea's east coast towards the sea. Now, at the same time, the USS Abraham Lincoln and its carrier strike group, they're operating in the Sea of Japan off the Korean coast. They're doing so for the first time in 5 years, according to the Navy. The Seventh Fleet notes that this is a bilateral exercise in partnership with Japan.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The Biden administration continues to battle declining approval numbers. A Quinnipiac poll last week has President Biden's approval rating at 33%, which ties his lowest rating since taking office. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
It's the wasteful, irresponsible spending that has led to higher prices and inflation. It's the irresponsible actions of this president along the border that has led to an immigration and a fentanyl crisis. It's the irresponsible policies of this administration that has led to dangerous streets, ineffective schools, and that has got to stop.
McCarthy on Fox News Sunday. An 1,100-foot-long container ship has finally been freed from the muddy bottom of the Chesapeake Bay by barges and tugboats. The Ever Forward ran aground over a month ago, just north of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ohio will try again to draw legislative maps.
A fourth attempt at redrawing legislative districts in Ohio was invalidated by the state Supreme Court last week, sending maps that determine state House seats back to a redistricting commission. The divided state Supreme Court said the map violates anti-gerrymandering laws. A new map is now due May 6th. That is 3 days after the state was scheduled to hold primary elections. Ohio is still holding primary elections on May 3rd for congressional and statewide races that are not impacted by the ongoing challenges to state district maps. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A New Jersey man believes he uncovered a significant cluster of rare brain cancers among those who attended or worked at a particular high school over several decades. Al Lupiano says they all attended Colonia High School in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
My sister was diagnosed with glioblastoma. The very same day, my wife was diagnosed with an acoustic neuroma, which is a benign brain tumor. And coincidentally, I have a acoustic neuroma.
Lupiano, an environmental scientist, believes that fill dirt taken from the site of a nearby decommissioned uranium handling plant was used during the construction of the school in 1967. NASCAR Cup Series tonight, under the lights in Tennessee.
More than 23,000 cubic yards of dirt are needed to cover the concrete at Bristol Motor Speedway, but the new surface is set at the Bullring for tonight's Food City Dirt Race. The Bristol Dirt made its return last year with drivers complaining of conditions and a lack of practice. That changed up this year, but drivers like Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who got their start on this surface, are looking forward to it.
Coming to Bristol or going to any asphalt track, you know exactly what you're going to get for the most part. You know, kind of an unknown of what track conditions are going to be like, and that's fun for me.
The Food City Dirt Race going 125 miles, 250 50 laps around Thunder Valley. Green flag waves at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.